Good evening to you all. It's lovely to see you. I've had a unique experience this evening. I have been prayed for in Gaelic, and I understood nothing, but I understood that though there were two of us there, there was a third person as well. I'll leave you to work out who that third person was. Intimations as regards these envelopes, you may have seen them on the way in. This is concerning the Birrefort Bible for a quarter of a million people, and it is completed, but it needs to be printed and published. So could you please pray for it? And you'll see them on the table beside the offering basket. If you want to take one of them, please take it away, because the more you take away, the less I have to take away. So please, help yourselves. I am not aware of any other intimations, but we are going to begin our service by singing to God's praise in Gaelic from Psalm 146, the first two verses. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live, and I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. That may be a slightly different translation to what you have there. But we'll sing to God's praise, Psalm 146, verses 1 and 2, and then Donald McSween, wherever Donald McSween is, yes, you will lead us in prayer in Gaelic. Thank you.
You mole mole man of you, mole me kid of you.
Oh,
mare, come di piangere e pregare, o per Christ, o per scrivere in crani, e non è di sarge, e si vede. Time go to hear Yanni to question crying us and then I said, yeah, go off to be a caller. But I will induce that who would crane you who can the game that could be the Yanish in us again. So I shall you only run it to shin your top group on the touch of a crane you who you ask us. Could be law enough to hear the caller. Who is a palace of harsh. We shall coach and happy nature at the end. I should throw a hushing time you come with Gallagher. Come good, you should. A position in your absolute higher amount of home galley. A more than a shower, a big clay on a galley in the hushing. As I think of a Thomas Flock, a kind of going in the door. There is no heart who is not the ache of this. As you are a look of speech, you mourn as in a ache of the neither is not free. But on the head of the shop, please shall act. But can you not walk in the mask of the Yossi of the Yossi, the home of his good eye that can't. So she had my name again. But I don't know if it's more than a good one. But the land of Yaha Lai Maharia, the man of the Yaha Law, the truth to the Garstin Nashi, the Hiata Chiari, the Garstin Nashi, and his lodge is the Chiari, and the Garstin Nak, or the Kashinyasa Grohi, and Chiari to Kushir. Shin time to give me on the ticket with a such cover. Shin time to give a chaff with an idea with a mug. Coming, could engage the Koshkar gain. Say up in other parts. By Yach and Koshar. Allah called on the Lanar Tahir. I should need the Chukish feet in the Yan. As the cool pigeons. You course to her only. It is course to hunt the Anish in the game, Yanni, Kahla, who was Christian Yasur. Chantine Goshinishonshe, but a more than a Yanni to Skahul, but a washing of light. And the mountain shores in Jasper, washing of light, and got more than a Nakul Kuas. Nakul Has Kukulani Kriyas, Kanadru, the Hood of Yah. Who is all Hashini gave you on it? Thank you for gold machine. Who is on the who shall come in more and there be gave you on it just to who will and has a whole that who is not to give you God. She kissed five coins along, that Hashini Tiander, the years and the other creatures. All the decree and gave you on it to her nagging you, to be she not with a fall up away there. Hat has down sat a glory, Pedonia, Pedonia, Hala, Nina, Dina, Shaw, and New York. And hath burned his John of the Yard, until he shed a wish, the year and after with that, the year and the manage in Akuti. A hush in the time when he gave Yanit to Kavuchin in Arabs, Ukulanets, a risk of Kavuchin to that the only. Alan Ryan, a subordinate, a Halam White Receptor. There is the virgin in the Gilead, Yash the head going capital of the earth. So we took on the sword and use it beyond the Nikan Yash. So we discovered that the lap in the head got thrown at Cockfields. So good use in the game, Yanni just got needed. We were acting the Konya Phoenicians to do a roller show. But I should know beyond the circle, as a bit more than I have given. There is given more than even a kind of an internal, and it is a real after two lap. A hushing time, but it is a gelt in yard. Could be like gelt in grass,
hovmůžský myšlí komisa. A nevím, kam jako jestli níkem, a myslím, kdy vůbec dole, níkem na chodem i náhroch. Snad mánky byly bude nám na nevěnit, na hláhrochu, na skalány, čemu tam mani. Důvěcky děchají. A ještě ale někdyž tak stanu domů lachy jůsi, na chrynky jesi, hydě jůsi árdivě. A se jedbaš toho, že na fále, Hanyar mahanisi larab nabiyyud Analah terbiyyada Kepakulishi veşmine kabir Hanyarat komisa khidiz çağırdı Ehemişin çiğin Edişonat diyanış Yeri troğuk verimsi yeri mahanis Vesa şimdi gevyan ihtimaşanı diyeri Şemeyin yazıkırsa Veska bir yufak kılığı yapışkayın Efeyni ahdin arbeher Bien de la macht hari skibishina ne yaneti ekeish te gonjela ment dikhegarin kiyos nai emish katnakh lauri mit mahime yu ke bien ya ne khnar pe na bala bes nar chie koli kokhe ten ke bien ya ne khol kaht bele skri ke bien ya ne khol ke blako ke jiord skibishini kiyori yu kos Nein, übrigens, dass wir kümmern, auch wieder weit kommen. Aber ich bin uns beohne zu hören, aber ich will nicht, dass wir mohren, Kuchleile sagen. Mohren, ich bin nicht, die zu uns, das Mohren, ich will es dir in der Gehre nehmen, das Mohren, ich will nicht, die Tilikale Falla, ich will nicht, dass wir die Kletschen alle Griechen, dass wir die Kirche mit einer Kirche nicht. نخیم آتی که میانشی جو مسکوتن یکاری رکاکل به روستای آشل دومی آشل کلاش کلی یکو نمایمی آن خانگی نیک میانشی از صحبت از نهایی که از بینکمیاد خوشی میفلاسی چین پولی از کوخته تدنهای نهوم روسته هدرشی صاش کلا Öskümet sövüşün hakkını, öskümet dediğini, öskümet muhafık hakkını, kebirin kovalını, kimi doğayı, sıraat esbirin okuduğunu, ve hırmayı bağlı. Şimdi yarı maşan gibi saç kal, edi hulin geyini, tehtu oyanı behe gönü. Öskümet boyunca daha çakış kasıdı ki o, ayak ben koşak, sıboyunca da çingayı kucakır, kimi muhafık hakkı. Kemeli ciyonu şesip tuğulay. Öğret kemeyi ahdi, asabiyyatı kuli geyli nokkul. Şimdi ben gönüşür uğurluyun tuğulay. Aman yaman nasıl olmuş, ahna galip koştu, asıl numaytınız. Onca dümürlüsü sivi İsmail ahlaka nurunu yakın. Ah, eşit tüsü, işin nurunu yıkanı, onu hıyır. İşin nasıl edin. Ik kan de grieën en de hoeven nu goed, zo geest. Schat je nu aan taal en olie dan je boven. En schat je ook toe, de taal en de nacht toe. Ik had die muziek heen. Als je nog zo'n geheim aan het is, dan kun je zo'n doorn en een bondje in de show. Dan kun je zo'n geheim aan het bouwen. En ik kan het bouwen aan de mis. En hoor ik je geen zoals ik kon. En we schreef je nu goed in de zon. Als ik afkorn was, wel hoor ik je geen zoals. Wel hoor ik je het allemaal kan doen. Als je nu je aan het gaat met het gehoor. Zie je weer haken. En je dan is het allemaal gaat ik in de lezer. Is een heel rustig loop. Hoor je aan het geheim aan het. Is nach de zuil, die mijn kruimer is het deel, dat ik graag heen hoor. Oortje aan het geheim aan het, en als was ik een schoepje hoog in mijn tarieter. Ik een maan met die commentaren naar knieën, die ook een gunje vallen. Ach, ik heb het hier uit in de bier, ook een bezoeleer dan gees. Schoppen hem in het laadje, en we zullen schoppen hem in het knieën. اختاب نخاله خسک پراه، مرمش نشاید، مال بید، Valdo manem tiye, alem tiye dim yo. Magar okul ya kebe zor yaş. Kum piyo ye lanet şene de pe. Kum piyo ye lanet. Kum eskiş mi kumasa tene yer. Bir snoğanın tadı yumuşu muyne de her yabancı yer sakalayı. Muyne de güldüsü bir kolu grandağı. Muyne de güldüsü bir yakalağı. O karşına nasıl ötürüz. Ötesi bir yanı tehel. Şahın devri. Şimdi kovurdu yiye bir yanı ötesi köyünde kalmak. Muyne güldüsü bir fasma o var. Mehmet Kumuş'un türlü merhaba var ya. Kırt da bu yeni bir heyla var. Öğüs ki Mehmet benim yanı eti su versi. Ketin eti onun yerine gayi. Ona şimdi bir oğlu su ıhlası böyle bunu giyin. Gahar kuluğunu bir yanı etsiz. Ama şimdi tanki ona da gahar ikiyoruz. Sıkıbeli o ayet kuyca. Sıkıbeli şey an çakır kapı. Sıkıbeli kuyca gülgesin şah benim ehlet kuğu. Bizi öğrün gibi bir yanı ettiğini tahkiye vermiyoruz. Ama şimdi tanki kapı. Öğrün var mı ki daha öğrün var mı ki kuhunu bağlar. Şimdi öğrün gönderi öğrün var mı ki kuhunu kavuştak kuyca. Hüsnü Allah'a eder. Hemşin yağı. Yani şimdi konuda bir keyif. Yani hiç hakkında komedinin de layıkıyız. Beğendim yanlış hukum oldu. Tehirli bir sikir. Beğendim yanlış kayıp ne daha ne kadar ne her. Öğüz kruatı çok aşkın aşk adam. Sıkıda hönikiyat ismi o bir diyorna. Beğendim yanlış kayıp büyün. Öğüz kruatı yanlış büyün cümle. Kruat konuda neyin. Dönüntü tırağı görmemiş. Şesli oğlu şesli sallarmış. Sıkıbıya çağıldırı ne durummuş gördü diyor ne mahvedemiş. Eskak diyorsun. Amen.
Thank you to both of you.
We're going to continue our service by singing from Mission Praise. Number 272, or rather what appears on the screen. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Mission Praise, number 272. Chapter 8 and then 2 Timothy chapter 3. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you will keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make known that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you. Your foot did not swell these 40 years. Knowing then in your heart that, as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Take care, lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest, when you have eaten and are full, and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness, with its fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do you good in the end. Beware, lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. And if you forget the Lord your God, and go after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish, like the nations that the Lord made to perish before you, so shall you perish, because you would not obey the voice or the word of the Lord your God. And in 2 Timothy, we'll read from verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 3, reading from verse 10. You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, yet, From them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who will desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and impostors will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Amen. May God bless his word to each one of us. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we give you thanks that we are able to read your word. We give you thanks, Lord, that your word is available to us. And Lord, we pray that you would give us an insatiable desire to read and to study your word. Help us, Lord, to be students of your word. Help us, Lord, to realize that this is the principal way by which you speak to mankind, through your word. And Lord, we want to thank you for it this evening. And thank you, Lord, that it is available to us, indeed, to many of us in different languages. We can read your word and understand what you are saying to us. And Lord, we pray that you would help us to give your word priority in our lives. And that, Lord, the first thing we would do when we awaken from sleep is to open your word and to read it before we see the face of man, that we read the word of God for ourselves. And so, our Father, we thank you that tonight we are able to look into your word and to understand something more of what you have hidden, the treasures that you have hidden within your word, which we are able, by the help of your Holy Spirit, to dig out and to profit from and to live by. And so, our Father, we pray tonight for people who still do not have your word, and we pray, Lord, that the day would soon come when they will have your word in their own language, which they can read and understand and profit from. And so, our Father, we commend the work of the gospel around the world into your hand. Thank you, Lord, that your word is being proclaimed in countries all across the face of the earth. Thank you that Jesus said, I will build my church, and the very gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it. Thank you, Lord, that your church is being built. And thank you, Lord, that your church is a growing church. And so, our Father, this evening, as we come to study your word, we pray, Lord, that you would open our eyes and open our hearts and help us, Lord, to understand what you want to say to us through your word. We give you praise, we give you the thanks, we give you the worship of our hearts, because you alone are worthy. And we ask it in the precious and peerless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we're going to sing again from Mission Praise, number 228. Here from the world we turn, Jesus to seek. Hear me, his loving voice graciously speak. Jesus, our dearest friend, while at thy feet we bend, oh, let thy smile descend, 'tis thee we seek. Hymn 228. Let's stand and praise God. This evening, with God's help, to look at a subject which is important for every one of us, and the title I have put down against it is The Power of God's Word. God's Word is powerful. In fact, God's Word is so powerful that it is like a hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces. Jeremiah tells us that in chapter 23, verse 29. Is not my word like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? How hard is a rock? It's very hard. And yet God's word is so powerful, it is able to break the hardest, flintiest of rocks. God's word is able to do that. And how often have there been men and women who have been absolutely against God and who have come under the influence of God's word, and God's word has broken down that hardness, because it can, because it is God's word. Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul and of the spirit, of joints and marrow, discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. All of that God's word can do. And it behoves us who name the name of Christ that we read God's word on a regular daily basis. I'm going to make a statement which you might not agree with, but if you don't agree with me, I ask one thing. Ask yourself why you don't agree. I believe God's word is the most important book that we can ever read. Because it is the word of God, it ministers to our hearts, it is powerful. God's word ministers into our hearts. The psalmist says in Psalm 119, verse 93, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you give me life. God's word is so important. How can we as Christians not read God's word on a daily basis? If you don't read God's word on a daily basis, please ask yourself why. You might say to me, well, look, preacher, I start work early in the morning, and I haven't got time to read God's word before I go to work. I dispute that. Because for 10 years, I worked in the post office in Inverness, and we started work at 5:30. And I always took time to read God's word first. If you have the desire to do it, you will do it. But if the desire is not there, then you need to work on that. We need to have an insatiable desire for God's word, an insatiable appetite, should I say more correctly, for God's word, because it is our spiritual food. God's word. God's word changes us. Romans 12, verse 2, if I can find it in all of my notes here. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And how do I know that which is good and acceptable and perfect for me? Through God's word. Take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. God's name hold in reverence. Yes, well, I've quoted that wrong, but you can complete it in your own minds. God's word is infallible. God's word is vitally important for every one of us. I said God's word changes us. Reading the scriptures changes our mind's pattern. Reading the scriptures brings light and understanding into our lives. Let me explain it this way. It's 11 o'clock at night, and you have to go out in the car. What are the first two things you do when you sit down in the car?
One,
I suspect you turn on the engine. And secondly, you turn on the lights. Because you need to know where you're going. And if you don't turn on the lights, you have no idea where you should be going. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my pathway. God's word illuminates the pathway before us. God's word shows us what is wrong. God's word shows us also what is right and good and proper and what we should be doing. God's word changes us. God's word is the truth. In Romans it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that, my friends, is what we need to do, to read and to study God's word, to have an appetite for God's word. And the reading of God's word changes us. It makes us different people because God's word shows us the way to go. But you say, I sometimes read God's word. In fact, I often read God's word and 10 minutes later, I've forgotten what I've read. Maybe you're not in that category. Well, I am. And I have been for a long time. And I got quite discouraged about it until I realized something. In every woman's kitchen, there is a piece of equipment. Now you'll never guess what I'm going to tell you. There is this little piece of equipment. You've all got it in your kitchen. It's called a sieve. A sieve. You know what a sieve's for? Of course you know what a sieve's for. You put, for instance, rice in the sieve. And then you put it under the tap, and that cleans away any impurities that there are in the rice. But where has the water gone? It's gone through the sieve. It's fallen through the sieve. There is no water left. But you know what also happens to the sieve? Oops. The water running through it cleans it. And as we read God's word has a cleansing effect on our lives. It makes us clean. Now you are clean. What? Through the word which I have spoken unto you. Cleansed by God's word. A sieve. Don't get discouraged if you forget what you've read, because there will always be something that will stick and remain with you throughout the course of the day. God's word is the truth. We know that because thy word is truth. And when we read God's word, we are reading what God wants to say to us. What truth God wants us to understand or to take on board. God's word is the truth. Scripture is our touchstone. Scripture is our foundation. We build our lives on the word of God. Not on the word of man, not on the word of the best preacher in the world, but on God's word. Because if you build your life on God's word, you are building your life on the most solid foundation
that is known.
But for all of this, we need to read God's word for ourselves. Do I do that? Am I a student of God's word? Do I read it day by day? If I don't, I should. Because God's word is God's voice speaking to us. We would never consider eating one meal a week, would we? Not at all. Because if we were to eat on Monday one copious meal and then not eat anything more until the following Monday, how would you feel? How would you be feeling that following Monday? I would suspect that you might be in hospital. Or if not, you might be confined to your bed because you are so weak and so listless, you have no strength. Why? Because you're not reading God's word. God's word shows us the way to follow. As I said, with the headlights of the car, they show you the way to go. Because we live in a dark world. And I'm afraid I have to say we are living in an ever-darkening world. And many of the things that are passed in our laws, in our governments, are contrary to the word of God. And God's word is getting marginalized in society more and more and more. My friends, don't marginalize God's word in your life. Give God's word priority. God's word is the truth. God's word is our spiritual food. And we need to read it and study it and take it on board. 2 Timothy, as I mentioned a moment ago, all scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, reproof, correction in righteousness. Why? That the child of God, I've changed that slightly, that the child of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. God's word is for God's children. God's word is for you, and God's word is for me. It is our spiritual food, and we need to read and digest God's word daily. And please give God's word priority. Don't ever tell me that you start too early in the morning to have time to read God's word. I would suggest get up 10 minutes earlier. And there you've redeemed 10 minutes and you can read God's word. There is always a way. If there is an appetite for God's word, you'll make time to read it. I know that, because I've proved it over the last number of years in my Christian experience. I came to know Christ in 1976, and I've been seeking to read and to study God's word every day. And the more I study, the more I realize that there is to study. And the more I understand, the more I realize, the more there is to understand. You will never exhaust God's word. You may exhaust yourself, but you will not exhaust God's word, because it is inexhaustible. Because it is God's word. God's word is our spiritual food, yes. God's word sets us free. God's word gives us liberty. God's word gives us strength. You know what it's like when you're feeling really hungry and your wife puts a wonderful meal on the table in front of you and you eat it. How do you feel afterwards? Yes, like I do. Rassasié, as the French say. You are restored. Your strength is renewed by physical food. It is exactly the same with God's Word. Our spirits require nourishment. And the nourishment comes from this blessed book. God's Word speaks into our lives. God's Word gives us strength, gives us understanding, gives us enlightenment. God's Word sets us free. It clarifies our thinking. It enables us to walk in His way. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my pathway. All of this God's Word does for us. All of these different things. It speaks powerfully into our lives. God's Word changes us. God's Word cleanses us. God's Word is truth. God's Word is our spiritual food. God's Word sets us free. But if we don't read it, what does it do for us? Nothing. Nothing. Now I know that in speaking to a congregation like you are, I'm speaking to those who know what I'm saying, who understand perfectly what I'm saying, and who accept the fact that God's Word is essential for each one of us. Give it priority in your life. If you haven't given it priority before, then I would suggest strongly that you give God's Word priority in your life. John 15, verse 3 tells us, "Already you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you." Psalm 119, verse 9, "How can a man, a young man, keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word." God's word is so important. It is so fundamental. It is a foundation for our Christian lives. We have got to build on it. And we build on it as we study it, as we dig into it, and as we ask God to allow His Word to dig into us. That needs to happen. It's not just that I dig into God's Word, but I allow God's Word to dig into me, even when it tells me things that I don't like hearing, I don't like reading. I need to accept what God says to me through His Word. And to be able to do that, I must read God's Word for myself. That is all that I want to bring to you this evening. I know you know it. I know you have been living by it for years and years and years. But I suspect that there might be some who think that God's Word is for Sunday. Well, you're right, it is. But it's also for Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday. God's Word is for our whole lives, for the whole week, for our whole days. I don't know how long I have got left in this world. You don't know how long you have got left in this world. But let us make our lives count for God. Let us not be like a signpost that I once saw. I was on a road and I was more or less lost. And I saw a signpost coming up and I thought, great, that signpost will show me the way. But that signpost had been there for years. It had been blasted by the wind, the rain, the tempest. I was unable to read what was written on it because the years and the weather had erased what was written on it. My friends, study God's Word. Live by it. Allow it to direct your footsteps and take it on a daily basis so that God's word becomes part and parcel of your life. Never neglect God's word. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you that you have given us this amazing treasure of your word. We thank you, Lord, that this is not the word or work of man, but this is the living, abiding word of God. And Father, we thank you for it. We thank you that you've given it to us. Thank you that it's available to us in our homes. Lord, help each one of us to be students of your word. Help us, Lord, to read it diligently and to put into practice what your word says to us. When it says, "Thus saith the Lord," may I say, "Then I will do it." So, Lord, help us. Forgive us for our weakness. Forgive us for the sinfulness of our lives. Forgive us that at times we have little appetite for your word. Lord, give us an insatiable appetite, we pray, that your word would have priority in our lives. And we ask it in the precious and in the worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to draw our service to a close by singing from Psalm 146. Psalm 146. And I'm sure it will appear on the screen eventually. Psalm 1, lovely. Oh, happy is that man and blessed whom Jacob's God doth aid, whose hope upon the Lord doth rest, and on his God is stayed. Verses from Psalm 146, verses 5 to 10. Let's stand to sing.
Oh, happy is that man and blessed, Lord,
Of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and evermore. Amen.